Introduce our second speaker, Juan de Pee from Washington, D.C.
My name is Wanda, and I'm an addict. I thank God for His grace and His mercy. It's ironic that this topic was chosen for me. I kind of really got bamboozled. I was like, okay, I came here to work, do some service work, but a friend of mine called me, and I didn't even recognize his number. So he said, yeah, you're going to come on and do a workshop? I said, whoa, slow down. What you mean workshop where? You know, and he said that dual diagnosed, you know, you'd be good for that. And I was like, excuse me? What do you mean? So he said, no, I don't mean it like that. I need for you to come. And then he ran this line on me that we all get when we're trying to get out of something. The newcomer is the most important. And they need, I was like, oh my God. So here I am. Expressing my experience and strength and my hope. I'm like Pam. I have a diagnosis of post-traumatic stress disorder and major depression, recurrent. And I've never been in the military. It came from a chronic childhood. So it's been something wrong with me for a very long time. And I'm almost 60 years old, so, you know, it's been a long time that I've been like this. But today I take medication. I take 5 different antipsychotic medications. I take anger management every day for 3 hours, and it's working. Believe it or not, it's working. You know, and those are 2 of the things that I have to do for me to keep moving forward, and I must not be worried about what other people think about it. I have to do what I have to do, you know, but it started off a long time ago. My father, I have the same parents, sister and a brother, and we've all had the same parents. I'm a military brat. And at an early age, because I'm lighter and taller, and my brother and sister are shorter and browner, he made up his mind that I wasn't his. So he gave me away and kept them, and I had to grow up with this all of my life that my brother and sister were home, and I've been in the system all of my life. I went from detention home at 7, and from 7 years old, I went in the foster home system at 9, and from 9 years old, I went to reform school, and from reform school, I went straight to jail, and from jail, I'm here. And so I've been homeless all of my life until I came into Narcotics Anonymous. You know, and this is the best thing that's ever happened for an addict like myself. You know, and the reason for this anger piece, and I realized it years ago in school, I used to say, why do the little boys always hit me and take off running? Why do they? And I said, golly, don't no boys like me at all? You know, and as I grew up, I found out later on it was because they did. And they just wanted to see me chase them, you know. And I did, and I fought a lot of them. So they taught me real early how to fight, you know. And I thought that was part of how you're supposed to live. Not only besides the fact that in my household, it was a lot of fighting, a lot of fighting. I watched my mother get murdered as a direct result of this disease. After she was beat to oblivion by my father, she left him and got with another man that was the same way. And he killed her and killed himself 2 weeks later. And right behind her, my brother was killed. He was had a hike on each side of his neck and one in each arm, and they left him in an abandoned building, and he died about a month later. Can you believe he had to have a real bad habit for him to have 4 hypes of dope in him, and he didn't die for 30 days, you know. And that's where my history with drugs started, because I always thought that if I didn't have to feel what I felt, I won't have to worry about getting what I got, because I won't know, you know. And, you know, all those foster homes that I was in, they were chronic. They were awful. Even before I got to the foster home, detention home, I stayed in lockdown. And I'm like her too. I've had all kind of tests ran on me. I've never been in the 5th grade. I've never been in the 8th grade. And I took a test and I passed them. Wow, academically, I mean, we are brilliant people. But for some reason, what, you know, it was like, well, what in the world is wrong with this kid here? You know, I'm not like you. I didn't sit still long enough for them to give me any medication, so I ran rampant for many years, you know. And as a direct result of this, I have a lot of gratitude today, though, because I've made it through some, I mean, I've been through some things, you know, and I thought that I'd never be able to live and say that I'm a recovering addict and that I'm happy today, because out of all of that, I've been in so many unhealthy relationships trying to find that father and men outside of me. And I went to an inside solution to an outside measure, and it didn't work. And this went on for many years, you know. And out of that, today, I've been celibate now almost 7 years, and it came from being in so many unhealthy relationships. I refuse today to allow anyone to make me feel less than or smaller about myself. And a lot of it, you know, my past has come to haunt me, but it doesn't have me hostage like it used to. My past used to have me, it was so bad that I hated people. Even when my ex-husband used to lock me in the attic with the dogs, I didn't mind that because I didn't have to be around people, you know. And I learned today that that was real chronic for me. That was some sick stuff. He had something really wrong with him. And I stayed in that marriage 25 years. And imagine like about 15 to 16 of that in the attic with the dogs every day while he went to work. Because he felt like he would say things like, wow, you fucking the dog too? They following you around. I'm sure they are following me. We be together every day while you at work. Of course, they know me. They know me, you know. And it's sick things like that that have happened in my life that made me think that I'd never be alive today, you know, to even say the things that I'm saying. And I've gotten to a point of acceptance, being comfortable in my skin enough to say that, well, this is how I was then, but it's not like that now. You know, I have a relationship with the God of my understanding that's off. I can't even explain to you what it's like. The evidence that my higher power reveals to me, it's like I can sit and talk, I ask for something, and boom, there it is. And I was like, wow. And I just keep doing it because I like the evidence that's coming. And I go, wow. You know, so it's not that I live my life in a shell, but I do live my life pretty much by myself. And most of it is because I'm comfortable in my skin. And it's not that I'm not open to other people, because I am. I'm a very loving, caring, nurturing person. And the thing about it is, it takes time to get to know me, because I have a very straight to the point mouth. I don't have time for nonsense, so I say what's on my mind real fast, you know. And sometimes, it bothers me because I hurt people's feelings before I don't be thinking that I'm doing it. I just hit the gut and keep it moving. I turn my head, I'm gone. And I realize when people tell me that, some people have the courage enough to say, well, you know, you offended me, you hurt my feelings. I wish everybody did, because what that does is help me not to do what I've been doing. You know, and I'm just real open in this process, y'all. This is the best thing ever. I'm no longer homeless. I have my own place today. Since I've been clean, I've had a child. She's 20 years old, and you're talking about falling in love. I've never been in love with a human being ever in my life like I am this little girl. You know, she has been the beacon of hope in my life, the turning point. And people in Narcotics Anonymous in the Washington, D.C. area have helped me to raise her, because I had not a clue about how to be a parent until the guys and the women helped me to raise my daughter. And it was, you know, I went through a lot, but one thing that they gave me that I was able to give her, and it's still ongoing, was love, you know. And I know that's something that I looked for many years of my life. And I couldn't give it to myself, and I wasn't open enough for people many years to even help me with that. You know, with all the things that have happened to me in my life, today I look at them in the way of being happening for me. Because those things hadn't happened, I wouldn't be where I am today. You know, I'm a proud member of Narcotics Anonymous, and I'm claiming status of recovery. I'm recovering now. you know, and that's all through the process of the step work. I didn't think the step work would work for me because I'm like, I'm chronically messed up and I'm just real psycho and I have major depression. Mine can come just like that, a situation. And if you know anything about post-traumatic stress disorder, the major depressive will come in a post-traumatic stress disorder, kick right in, and I'd be ready to move some furniture around. I'd be like, oh my God, you know, what is wrong with me for real? And it's, you know, some days are better than others. I deal with it pretty well for the most part because, like I said, I do take anger management classes every day, and it's for 3 hours a day. And I've been an addictions counselor. See, I really don't believe that was a good area for me because I stayed an addictions counselor for 18 years and giving and giving and giving, and I wasn't getting anything back. I had a nervous breakdown. In other words, it's called burnout. That's what happened, you know. I don't know, y'all. I'm not a real big talker. I don't do a lot of talking. You know, I've learned that the longer I've been here, the more listening that I need to do. So I don't know what they do with extra time, but I can't ramble on. Thanks for letting me share.